Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, it's easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And speaking about coming back to church Sunday, we are going to be showing at our 4:30 hour this coming Sunday afternoon, the film 2,000 Mules. We're going to be showing the film 2,000 Mules. We've been telling you all along, folks. Remember, we've told you from the day one. In fact, we actually told you on November 3rd, 2016, the very day the President Trump won the election, that the next election in 2020 would be the most corrupt election in the history of the country, and you would see election fraud like you've never seen. We were exactly right. That's what they did. And it's all documented, and we're going to be showing you in that film, Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And we'll be showing that film about 4:30. So this coming Sunday, Lord's willing, Lord's willing. All righty. And so,
along, Pastor, along with that, you were right on several things. One, you've been talking about this election, next election in November. Headlines that came out late today, White House warns of 100 million COVID infections this fall. Yeah, and they're talking about right during when the midterms will take place, we'll have 100 million COVID infections. The Biden's COVID response coordinator is asking Congress for $22.5 billion in emergency aid to pay for a fourth round of shots and treatments and testing. And they're talking about this very much. They could have to implement once again the universal mail-in ballots because of the terrible, you know, COVID infection that's coming. See, they already know it's coming in November. And now it's in the news. You're right again.
Well, yeah, we knew that was going to happen, Joe, for sure.
We did, but it finally the news is catching up, put out. Then the Center for Biological Diversity, you know that group. It's a group that supports, quote, population control. These want to depopulate. Well, they've gotten together with seven environmental groups led by Greenpeace and the Center for Biological Diversity, and they are arguing that the Supreme Court must be expanded, court packing, because Roe v. Wade is going to ruin the world. These are the people that want to depopulate, and they cannot stand the idea of no abortions. So, again, that group comes right out there trying to, what, population control, not only this country, but the whole world. So, there again, twice, you've been right and way ahead of the news.
Well, that's because our job is to brain, is to inform the people. The opposition's job is to keep them from it, you know.
Right.
To keep the
exactly.
truth from them. You know, it's an interesting thing because we warn people about the kill shots, the so-called vaccines. And now, Joe, here, there's a big article that tells you that 97% of the people that who had died after taking the vaccine, 97% of those that have died after taking the vaccine actually died of the vaccine. They actually died of the vaccine. And it's an article put out by, 93, and that is the results of Burkhardt Pathology reports. And here, I'll just give you a summary quick. The vaccines are very bad news. 15 bodies were examined and all died from 7 days to 6 months after vaccination, ages 28 to 95. The coroner of the public prosecutor didn't associate the vaccine as the cause of death. And in any other case, however, further examination revealed the vaccine was implicated in the deaths of 14 out of every 15 cases. You know, here The most attacked organ was the heart, of course, the myocarditis. Right. So 14 out of every 15 people that died, died from the vaccine. And so now out there in California here, the Democrats are single-handedly making the supply chain crisis worse. They're doing it worse there. And you still have a lot of these big cargo ships sitting out there waiting to be unloaded. People keep saying, Chris, that Joe Biden is incompetent, and this is why he's not incompetent. He's not working for us. He is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Do you know who said that? The Chinese Communist Party. What do you think?
he sure in the heck acts like it. He is definitely incompetent. And just from one area to the next, anything his policies touch, anything Democrats' policies move toward, causes either more crime, more economic devastation, or more embarrassment on the world stage. And we have to take back the House and the Senate this in the midterms and eventually the presidency. And I don't know how much longer we can handle the Biden administration.
Well, again, this is what we're trying to tell people this election. You keep hearing every day this, it's going to be a red tsunami. There's going to be Republicans are going to sweep. But they have to understand that in the primaries, what they're doing is they're running Democrats in the primaries as Republicans. So come November, when you think that all of these House seats were picked up by Republicans, they're not. The Democrats running as Republicans. This is their strategy. They know that they cannot win in a fair and honest election. They don't have a chance of winning. And that's what they're doing.
Well, that's why they're announcing there's going to be a huge COVID resurgence in November. It's amazing how they can pin it right down to the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, another, another issue is, Congress under Nancy Pelosi as the speaker, they're pretty much shut down. They're not doing the work of the people. They've been doing remote meetings 90% of the time, and they're not meeting in person. And in California, it's the same game. You have Democrat majority, and they're doing all their public meetings via Zoom. There's still a declaration, still an emergency powers under the government, under the governor's executive order for COVID, and it's just they're continuing this nonsense because they've taken power and they don't want to give it back to the people. And they're gonna leverage every inch they can to grow government and suppress the people.
Well, one of the big problems is that those people from California, many of them that have voted Democrat, and when things went south for them, they went to other states like Texas and Florida. But the problem is they're bringing those lack of values and morals with them in many cases. They're, from California. This fella is doing everything he can, your governor out there, to totally destroy the state. Like Biden is doing everything to reduce us to third world status. That's what he is there for, to reduce us to third world status right now. Now, I know that there's a lot of conservatives still left in California. Many have moved up here. Up here, out where I live, it's hard to find a house. A house used to be a house could go on a market. It'd be on the market for a couple months. Now, when a house goes on the market around here, it's usually sold the very same day. And so...
Wow.
So tell the folks again out there now. You may want to understand something. See, a lot of people don't know this, but Joe and I do know this. There, believe it or not, in this day and age, there are a lot of people that don't have computers. They're not on the internet, but most of them still have telephones, and they would like to call and say, "Look, I'd like to help you out here in our area. I'd like to put your signs out, or I'd like to go and pass out literature. But they don't have an internet, so they need a phone number to call. Do you have a phone number to give the people?
Absolutely, yes. Please call my campaign headquarters. We're right here in Oceanside, California. The campaign phone number is area code 760-468-1966. And give us a call, and we'll answer any questions and put you to work to join the fight to take back California's 49th district.
You know what I'd like to do?
Again, Chris, yeah. I got it. But a lot of people, by the time they grab, find the paper, you want to give that one more time? That and your website.
Yep. Absolutely. So the phone number is 760-468-1966. And the website is RodriguezForCongress.us.
.us. That's the, yeah. I knew there was something a little different. I didn't get that last time. So .us. All right.
Hey, Chris, when you had mentioned before about them making it, they wanted to pass legislation like they did in Maryland, that where you can kill the baby up to 28 days after the baby's born. That's not their goal. What their goal is you get a full delivered baby, and you can sell them. I mean, you get thousands of dollars for their parts. They buy these whole babies, and they remove their parts, their organs. They don't give them anything for pain. They got to keep them. And this is what the Planned Parenthood type of idiots do. They're totally wicked. I mean, the Bible calls them in their uncleanness, in their wickedness, okay? And so what they do is they sell those baby body parts. Out there in California, you had some of the most corrupt, I mean, especially in Los Angeles, attorney generals, too. I mean, you had some of the most corrupt. Kamala Harris, one, that beast, that monster that Biden appointed to be was Department of Health. What is his name? Yep. He's a former attorney general. Pardon?
Oh, Becerra.
These people are wicked. See, the pastors don't understand that their job is to tell them that they're wicked, their job, and to repent of that or burn. And that's what but the pastors don't want to offend these people, because that doesn't put money in the offering plate. But praise God for those men that do have the ability. Here in Ohio, in the November election, we have a fellow named Neil Peterson, and we'll be having him on the program here in the very near future. He's running as an independent for governor. And when you hear this guy preach, he sounds like me.
And, amen.
And so this is what we need. We need to go back to one nation under God, don't we?
Amen. Yes, we do.
Amen. Let's do this. You're out there in Oceanside, right?
Yeah, yep. San Diego area, yep.
Okay, so now why don't we do this? Folks out there, if you could kind of just bear with us tonight, I'd like to open the phone lines for people in the San Diego area and just, you know, have them call in at least for the next 15 minutes. Then we'll open the phone lines nationwide. But let's do that. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. But we'd like to have the people out there in the San Diego area call, and you can ask Chris any questions you want. So give him a call at 888-677-9673. Joe, before we start taking calls, go ahead and make another one of your articles.
Well, one, I wanted to don't have time to do the one I wanted, but the Satanists are joining with the far right, demanding that the court upholds Roe v. Wade, and they say they have a
No. The Satanists would not. The far right does not want to uphold Roe v. Wade. It's the far left.
I mean, far left. Yeah.
There's a big difference between the right and the left.
Yeah, I thought the far left. I'm thinking the socialist, communist. Anyway, the Satanists are coming out, and they are joining with the Democrats.
And they're one and the same. Yeah.
Right. Well, they're claiming under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and they say that they are a religion and that abortion is part of their religious ritual. And if the outlawing abortion, but would grant, you know, they have to have a religious exemption to do their religious abortion rituals. And they talk about killing an unborn baby in an abortion is a religious ritual similar to our Christian communion or baptism for Christians. So the Satanic Temple is joining the Democrats. And against the Supreme Court, they want to pack the Supreme Court. And it tells you what side, if you ever wondered what side the Democratic Party was on, they are on the same side as the Satanic Temple. The goals are the same. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells us what we've known all along. I mean, you know, God's Word, the Bible, has told us all along that sodomy is an abomination. The very first time that word was used. And the Democrats embrace sodomy, if it is a sin. If it is a sin, and even the most vile sin, the Democrats embrace it, whether it's sodomy, whether it's abortion, whether, you know, it's pedophilia, bestiality. If it is a sin, the Democrats embrace it. And so,
amen.
Anyhow, phone lines are open. Andy, tell me when we get the callers calling in. And he must be busy taking calls. Okay. Yes, we want to go. I know what it is. Normally, we give that the phone lines all light up. Maybe. Now, those people in San Diego have phones, don't they, Chris?
Yeah, they should.
Like, if you're out there in San Diego and you have a phone, then we want you to give us a call here. If you're out
888-677-9673. That's 1-888-677-9673.
All right, we have Jack calling. He's got a phone. Hey, Jack.
Yes, you know, it was funny. I was just talking last night to Pastor Ernie about coming to Oceanside, how we had the best weather here. For people that aren't familiar with Oceanside, we're right next to Camp Pendleton, the northern part of San Diego County. And, Chris, you're running for Congress, and isn't your district going to include part of Orange County?
That's correct, yeah, all the way to Laguna Niguel. So about 30% of the district is in Orange County.
Now, I remember you during the lockdown that there was a rally in the parking lot in front of a gym. And were you like the organizer of that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were fighting back against the mandates.
Right. Now, I have a question that's it's a local question, but I think it's coming nationwide. I first learned about it in the Coast News, which is a free newspaper here in Oceanside. And I never heard about it on the local news. And I wanted to get your opinion on it, and that is, Oceanside's water supply has gone from toilet to tap, and that they're reprocessing the wastewater, and it's going to be recycled, and we're going to be using it for washing our clothes, for showering, and for drinking water. And I wanted to know what your opinion on that was and if you think it's safe.
Thank you for that. So Oceanside is... We're a little bit advanced when it comes to, you know, looking at water sources, because our region has traditionally lacked water sources, and it's caused issues over the last, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. And so Oceanside, we've moved on treating wastewater, and it's a recycle water program, so it's not going to go anywhere near your home's use. It's not going to go to your kitchen sink. It's not going to go to your shower. But it will be for sale for our agricultural customers. We have a over 3,300 acres of agricultural land, and it'll go toward landscaping maintenance for a lot of our golf courses, larger HOAs, and also city properties. It is treated, it is safe, it is tested, but it will not be for drinking consumption. It is more for a lower cost way of managing our landscaping and agriculture, and that's what the use will be.
Well, I want to thank you, and I want to let you know and take this opportunity that my wife and I will be voting for you. In fact, we just
thank
got
you
our ballots
so much.
In the mail today.
Ah, what a blessing. Thank you so much, sir.
So now, this is your primary, okay? And so you do it a little different than we do it up here. Your primary, so we have... When we vote in the primary, you elect either the Republicans or the Democrats. Then whoever wins the Republican and Democrat runoff in the fall. But you say you already have your opponent right now.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are running for the same seat that you're running for?
So in California, it's a jungle primary. So Democrats and Republicans all run together. However, there's a Democrat incumbent, Mike Levin. And because he's the incumbent... he's going to get, 40 to 45% of the vote minimum through the primary. So there is five Republicans running to face him. And so the top voter on the Republican side will be that second, the top two advanced to November. And so it's not an open primary where the concern would be to maybe, okay, there's too many Republicans running, we're going to split the vote. That's not what's going to happen because we only have the Democrat incumbent.
Boy, did that happen in Ohio. All right. So, we have Linda. Linda's in the air. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for you, Christopher. It's a kind of an odd question, but this is something in the back of our minds. I think a lot of people, when they vote, have fear about who they're voting for, because the guy sounds good and his heart is very sincere when he's running, but something happens to them when they get exposed to the lobbyists and all the other things that they're exposed to, maybe even blackmail when they get into office unless they vote a certain way. Have you thought about that, and could you discuss that a little bit regarding your own situation,
absolutely.
Intention?
Yeah. No, I'm very thankful for you bringing that up because the swamp is alive and well, and, there's many that have come before me that their heart's in it, and they mean the best, but they change because of compromise and because of their priorities go astray. And so the my heart is in this. I'm running because I want to serve my country again and fight for this district and bring, significant relief on issues like inflation, education, homelessness and crime that we're experiencing. And so, I'm married. I have seven kids that I have to look at every day, and I want the world they grow up in to be equal to what I had. I'm living proof the American dream is real. And so I have a grassroots campaign. I'm not funded by lobbyists, special interests. I was speaking earlier that we've raised $1.2 million, and that's an average donation of $80 or less from just under 9,000 individual donors. So I'm literally funded by the people. I think where compromise comes into play and especially federal politics, because it's so expensive to run, compromise comes in when you start accepting money from special interest lobby groups to help pass their policies, like the big pharma or Planned Parenthood or, unionized, special interest groups. And because I'm so heavily funded by the people, that temptation, so to speak, is not there. Not that it won't come in the future, But I always plan on relying on the people to fund my campaign and not taking money from these special interest groups, and that's going to be my standard. And it's not an easy standard because, you know, like I said, it's very expensive to run for federal office. And we'll be spending close to $1.4 million just to get through the primary. And I'm just an ordinary American wanting to serve, you know, but, you know, my message, my story, my heart really resonates with the people and they want to get behind me. And I have emails all the time where they'll say, I've never given to a political candidate in my entire life, but I'm giving to you. And they'll send a $25 check. And I'm just so appreciative for those individuals because I wouldn't be standing here without them.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for answering that. Plus, I think you're going to find there's a lot of congressional Bible study groups and prayer groups that you're going to run into that will help hold you up in prayer. And then you'll have that hedge of protection around you that only the Lord can provide.
Amen. You know, I'm so glad you said that. I was in D.C. My last trip to D.C., I met with Congressman Mark Green, who is a faithful brother in Christ, and got to know him very well. And he hosts every Wednesday Bible study at his home in D.C., invited me to it. And I will definitely be regularly participating in there. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. We need to stay strong and together with fellow Christians in Washington, for sure.
Amen to that.
I love you in the Lord, Chris, and continued blessing. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right. Same to you, young lady. She's our San Diego contributor right there, Miss Linda. God bless.
God bless you, Linda.
Already here. Let me ask you this, because I've always wondered how these people like Nancy Pelosi can start out, you know, being, you know, she was never poor, but like some of the others that were starting out. And I know that those salaries of a congressman is somewhere around, what, $200,000 a year?
Yeah, it's $175,000 out the gate, and then it goes up over time, or if you have different leadership positions.
Well, how does Nancy become worth $300 million on a salary like that? What do you think?
They're lining their pockets. They are the epitome of why politicians aren't trusted and why American values and are compromised is because of money. Well, you know, the old saying, follow the money, is so true. How do you go to Congress, an ordinary American living paycheck to paycheck, barely paying your bills, but still thankful to a multimillionaire? It's because of you've compromised yourself and gave in. And who knows what laws and compromise passed for you to, you know, to achieve where you are today, and how many lives of Americans have been affected along the way because of that compromise. I mean, I can't even comprehend that.
Well, you know, Harry Truman answered that. He said, when people get involved in Congress or in the government and they get rich while in office, you can bet they're a crook. And so you had the 10 wealthiest U.S. senators, all 10 of them, just happen to be Democrats. What does that tell you?
Yeah, it tells you a lot. You really don't have to say anymore. It's just, it's very clear.
Yep, absolutely. There you go.
Chris, I've got a, I want to read a quote, and I will let you comment on it. I wrote a college course for Phyllis Schlafly for Eagle Forum long ago on the foundation of our republic and how it's based on God, faith, the Ten Commandments. Thomas Jefferson said this, taking from the states the moral rule of their citizens and subordinate to the general authority of the federal government would break up the very foundation of the Union. If you get to Washington, we have this thing called the Department of Education. Or disinformation. I noticed that it's been 40 or 50 years since people really had any education about the founding fathers, our form of government, how they talked about how it was based on the Ten Commandments of God, the teaching of the New Testament, which would be the gospel, and how all our laws and institutions law and government. We're all based on that. And maybe see about getting some real knowledge put back in the public school system where they actually teach the Constitution, the creation of our government, and the real quotes from the real founders.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. Our education system is failing the next generation, and I think that's intentional. The left, the far left progressive Democrats that embrace Marxist ideology want individuals dependent on government. And if you have an individual who can think for themselves and not look at themselves as a victim, doesn't make excuses, that's a threat to their institutions and the way they see the world. And so I think I fully support. We need civics back in our school system. You know, they took civics out, and it has failed this next generation that doesn't know, any element of our Constitution, the five God-given inalienable rights. I mean, they just don't. They know very little about the amazing blessing we have as Americans, and why we're the greatest country in the world. They just experience those blessings. And so I know as a father of seven, it's so important that we teach our children the founding of our country, our constitutional rights, our biblical foundation, and how we see that in different facets of our government today. I think the Department of Education has really failed the American people, and we really have to question the purpose of their existence other than to fund special interests. And as Congress, we have the power of the purse, the power to defund, the power to keep things accountable, and I will do everything in my power, and I hope the next Congress agrees, is we need to dismantle and rebuild or completely eliminate the Department of Education, because they have greatly failed this nation.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Boy, you couldn't be more right. We'll be back right after this. We will be back right after this.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are, a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, a liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
All right, there you go. That's our warning. That's our warning out there for you folks, these primaries. We have Lulu from California. Hey, Lulu.
Hi there, Pastor Ernie. Greetings to you and to Chris and the whole team. And I was so excited to hear Christopher Rodriguez on the phone tonight, on being interviewed, because we got his letter and we got his picture, and I'm getting all my friends together and we're praying for him and his campaign, and want to support him, and I'm getting as many people as I can. I am part of also the Hispanic community, and so I'm pretty excited. I'm just trying to you know, rally around with my friends and everybody listening to you, Pastor Ernie, and also getting informed on Christopher. And so I like what that lady said before. Yeah, I like what the lady said before, too. And mine is not so much a question. It's just more of an encouragement with her to stand in the Lord. And Matthew 6:33, let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and get, like, hooked up with the Bible studies and all that. And to have all of us believers rally around you and pray for you and stand on the word of God, and God will guide and direct, and with your military experience and all that. And we're out here in Vista, by the way. Woohoo! We're close.
Oh, awesome.
yeah, we're close by. Right. So that's more of an encouragement for you to know that Jesus is alive and well here in Cali. And we're standing up,
Amen.
And we're standing on the Word of God, and we're in the Word of God. We're listening to Pastor Ernie. We're getting informed, and I'm getting people that have no idea about a lot of the stuff that's going on and saying, hey, you got to wake up. If you're going to stick around here in California, you need to wake up.
Yep.
So I wanted to encourage you and your family.
Wow, thank you.
Yes, and Pastor Ernie, the team, and, of course, all the callers or the people that are little. I'm a little shy about calling sometimes. I'll call and I'll contribute, but I'm kind of more shy. I'm not as vocal on the phone, but I'm becoming a little bit more vocal. God's giving me more courage, because it says in Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
Amen.
Correct?
Amen.
So that's the spiritual attitude that I'm trying to, trying to walk in more. So thank
Amen.
You so much for all that you're doing, and we're behind you, and thank you to Pastor Ernie for informing us and being so strong and so courageous. My friends are blown away. They're like, they can't even, they get on there and they're just, it's not anything they've ever heard. So,
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so very, very much, and God bless you, and we will be praying you up and standing on the Word of God.
Thank you, Lulu. You made my day.
That was powerful. Thank you so much, Lulu. You've been so much, and I'm just so thankful to be on here and participate in Pastor Ernie's ministry and kingdom work. And I show up to meet and greets, and I'm often asked, hey, can we pray over you? And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, yes, please. And so right in the middle of the meet and greet, you know, where I'm talking about issues and policy, I'll have a group of Christians, and the whole group will pray over me. I just see God in every area of this, and I'm just, you know, taking it slow. I look at myself as the biggest sinner I know, and I stand before Him just like all of us, and it's one day at a time in the Lord, and we need our brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, to surround us as much as possible, not only for encouragement, but for accountability. You know, when a brother of mine is going astray or does something wrong, I'm going to bring him aside and smack him on the back of the head and say, hey, come on, let's get back on track. And I need that for myself. And so it's so important to have the body of believers around us as much as possible.
Well, you know, Lulu, you and Christopher, you would love our church. I mean, you would really love the church that I pastor, Doers of the Word Baptist. You guys would fit in there, I mean, really good. But listen, when you're going to have where you show up, you have these little talks where you come out and you gather, and you have maybe at a restaurant or whatever, wherever you're doing that, let me know when you're going to do it. We'll announce it ahead of time so people will show up. So,
okay.
All right, very good. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, you're in the air.
I'm Barbara from San Diego. I live down here in the Claremont area. And I just wanted to call and ask you, Congressman Rodriguez, I know you're not a congressman yet, but I'm just trying to speak you into fruition because we really need you. Anyhow, I just think that we can hardly take any more of Gavin Newsom. He's just so bad with his liberal agenda. And our wonderful Larry Elder, who's very conservative, ran, but those demonic Democrats got in there and messed with our votes like they did our president, Donald Trump. Is there any hope for a conservative governor for California in the near future or not? I'm just wondering.
Yes, 100%. And the pathway to that is winning over one of the largest voting blocks in California, Mexican-Americans, that are culturally conservative. These are God-fearing, hardworking Americans that have, for the last three decades, voted Democrat, and they are turning their back on Democrats because they're not willing to go down the path of, you know, the crime wreaking havoc in our communities, the gender studies and critical race theory being taught in schools that a lot of Hispanics, we'll be honest with you, they weren't even aware of. You know, they had no idea what their children were being taught. And just some statistics for you when it comes to minorities in California public schools and just how failed, you know, the policies are, is only 10% of black students and 15% of Hispanic students are proficient in math in California. So, these are requirements to enter the STEM fields of higher education for to be a you know, an engineer or anything. And so they're failing our children in basic education, yet they want to teach our children things that are best discussed at a kitchen table with your family. And you know, Hispanics are waking up to this, and they are not willing to go down that path. And so when you have the largest voting bloc in California vote Republican, what you'll have happen, at least initially, and this is the next 2 to 4 to 6 years, is you're going to flip a lot of legislative seats. So state legislators, state assembly, state senate, and it's going to send a message. And Republicans, hopefully, on the ground, will spend more time calling, mailing, knocking on doors of Democrat Hispanics and saying, hey, I see you. We align, we look at the world the same, let's work together and help change our community. And once that tipping point happens, that's when we're going to win state offices again. And I think it's within the next decade for sure.
Yeah, I just want to tell you real quick, I'm actually going to a Spanish English church here in Claremont, San Pablo.
Oh, awesome.
And I've been talking to a lot of them, and the pastor, Pastor Mauricio, he's wonderful. I've been talking to him and his wife and some of the people, and I've given them a lot of Pastor Ernie's bulletins and that, you know. But so I'm working on them, you know, and I'm hoping and praying. They have quite a large church. They have about 2,000 people in their church. So, anyhow.
That is awesome.
Well, thank you
good
taking
for
my
you.
Call.
Sure absolutely. Did.
Appreciate it. Congressman Rodriguez, I will vote for you.
Oh, thank
amen.
You so much.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, Barb. What she was referring to was actually our newsletter, and our newsletter, we send you our articles and that the opposition does not want you to know. They do not want you to know the information we send you because we break through that, and just like, you know, they're trying to boycott, they're trying to shut down the 2,000 Mules film. And they pull it off there. But anyhow, the newsletter is free for folks out there that want that newsletter. It's free. All you got to do is just send your name and address to WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Just request the newsletter, and we'll send it to you free. And so, anyhow, let me ask you this, Chris, Joe, yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Something that he just touched, Chris, you touched on. I had some information from the 2021 census. The non-Hispanic white population fell below 60% in the 2020 census. Hispanic Americans accounted for 51% of the population growth. in the last 10 years. And it grew by 10.6 million. That's way over anything else. And I'm thinking, when you brought that up, this is something the Republican Party needs to wake up. And out there in California, all the people listening have been calling in. We need to definitely start working with the Spanish population, the Hispanic population, because this is going to be probably the largest voting bloc in the country. The whites lost almost over 600 and about 620,000 people, and you guys grew by 10.6 million. And that tells me there is a change taking place in this country, and we need to be in the middle of it and on top of it, don't you think?
Absolutely. You said it perfectly. And the more we talk about it, the more, you know, from a leadership perspective in my backyard, I'm working with the county Republican parties and local elected officials that are running, and I'm just telling them, look, spend money on outreach to Hispanic Democrats. Just do it.
Amen.
Make it happen because, yeah, they just, in the past, they don't knock on Democrat doors. They don't mail to Hispanic Democrats. They just focus on individuals that they think will vote for them. And that's the issue. And the more we break those barriers, the more inroads we're going to create and start taking back territory for this country.
Especially from what I know, the Hispanic population is a very religious, very family-oriented, hardworking. I mean, they sound like
absolutely
the perfect, demographic to fit the new Republican Party, the populist.
Absolutely. Let me ask you guys this, because both of you are farmers. You're both farmers, so... Here, do you realize that they're creating this food shortage? This is being done on purpose.
Oh, yes.
Whoever controls. And so have they approached you, either one of you guys, and asked you not to grow?
I haven't been. I have a smaller farm. We grow avocado, guava, passion fruit, and coffee. And I haven't personally been approached, but I know larger farmers in the area have been approached to designate their land as mitigated for purposes of the environment and not grow anymore, and they get a federal subsidy if they just leave their land fallow. And so, you know, conversations like that lead me to believe that they're not wanting the supply chain to be as big as we need to facilitate a healthy food chain.
They want to control the food. Whoever controls the food controls the people. And we've got time for one more quick call. Who do we have? Audrey, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
Pastor Joe and Chris. Thank you guys for taking my call. Chris, I am not in your district. I'm out in the East County here in San Diego, but... I'm part of a big church, so we will pass your name around, full military, and we'll try to get that support, that Christian backing. And when you do a rally cry for San Diego, we try to come and represent.
Let's do it.
This program's been a blessing through COVID, and definitely we have found some fellow brothers and sisters out there, so we want to support.
Awesome.
Thank you. You know, you folks have really been a blessing to us, too. The letters that we get, I mean, are really, really encouraging. You don't believe how bad they want me off the air. I mean, they really want me off the air. And the letters you get are very, very encouraging to us, guys. So God bless you, and thank you for that.
And the prayers are we need, Amen. And welcome every prayer we get.
Amen.
Okay, Chris, we're gonna give you an opportunity to give an invitation. Have you ever given an invitation before? That means tell you folks how to... Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. An invitation to get a hold of me, right? And how to get in contact?
No, an invitation how to get saved, how to go to heaven or not hell.
The more important invitation. Very good. I can definitely give that.
How much time do we have there, Mighty Andrew? 4 minutes. You've got 4 minutes to do it. So Go ahead, and I'll let you know when you're down to a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. So anybody listening out there, the Lord and his word says when more than one are gathered in his name, he is in the presence. And if you felt touched tonight and you want a new beginning, to turn from your current life and sin and destruction to a perfect God that will accept you and that loves you and who sent his only son to die on the cross for your sins, his word promises that you will be saved. And all you have to do is receive him into your heart. You ask God to forgive you of your sins in the name of Jesus, and to ask for help in your future endeavors. Whatever those decisions are, you lean on God and ask God for help to point you in the right direction for a great local church to get a part of so that you can meet other believers. Get a Bible if you don't have one. You can download one on your phone and start reading. And before you read, say, God, help me understand this. Teach me your word, because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. There's no man that can take that from you. I ask and I pray all of this in Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen. Thank you. Very, very good. There you go. Sometimes we kind of surprise the people. We ask them to do that, but you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have a profession of faith but don't have the possession of salvation. And so we want to praise the good Lord, you know, for that, for giving that invitation out there. Now, what we will do, when is your primary? It's coming up when? June, isn't it?
Yep, June 7th.
All right, we'll try to get you back on here before then.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah, we'll get you back on here. Keep in touch with us before then, and let people know, because we want people like you to get elected. So
thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate both of you. God bless you guys.
God bless you. And if I make it out there to San Diego, which I may do, we'll make sure we look you up.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Folks, we are out of time tonight like we normally do this. I want to remind the people out there that we do have that newsletter. It's free. There's a lot of information you can get out of that. I wanted to also remind the folks there in Northeast Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, we'll be showing that film, Lord's Willing, 2,000 Mules at Doers of the Word Baptist Church this coming Sunday. Now, we will have these films, Lord's Willing, available to during Pledge Week for folks out there that want to pledge. We will have to figure out what we'll do, but when you get the film, you need to show it as often as you can. Take it to your library, show it in your church. People need to know. We have to be salt and light. Remember, God gave us three missions. Mission number one, first and foremost, the Great Commission. Mission two, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And point three, mission three, was stand fast, hold your ground, not give up, and hold to the tradition of the apostles. Now, so you got to get it done. Now, we are out of time. Again, thanks for being here, Chris and Pastor Joe. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, 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 let's do it.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila.
I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.